very long.
It's a slap on the ummah's face right there.
Exactly. And so, you know, I was a new Muslim and I realized that that was a gap. And mashallah, when he became Muslim, he didn't come and you know, and whine and say, oh, there's no material. Because there's always, yeah, you know, when there's a need, right, there's two positions. Either somebody says, oh, there's this huge need, and talk about the need and talk about the problem. Well, he came directly with the solution. He said, if this hasn't been done, then you're going to have to do it. And so, okay, you know, you take on a challenge like that, right?
Yeah.
And so alhamdulillah, I went and studied multimedia professionally. And my wife, who had just embraced Islam a week after myself, she went into the field of graphic design, and I went into multimedia, video production, web design. And mashallah, when we made this first CD called The True Religion, in the Spanish language, La Religión de la Verdad, we used it to give it to one of my wife's aunts, who was a very strong practicing Christian, but she was diagnosed with cancer. And she wasn't open to discuss about Islam. And when we made this CD, I handed it to her so that she would give me feedback technically about what I was studying. Like, does it sound good? Am I doing a good job? I didn't tell her what it was about. And so she took it, and 2 weeks later I come back and said, did you listen to that CD? She said, yes. I said, what'd you think? Did it sound good? And she said, I listened to it 4 times. I said, really? So what did you think? She said, it's beautiful. I said, okay. And she said, the only difference is the way you guys believe in Jesus. I said, how is that? So as we got into discussing, I realized this CD broke the ice.
Yeah.
It got us to at least talk.
And she wasn't willing to talk about this before.
Exactly. So within 15 minutes of the discussion, I just asked her one simple question. While you've been diagnosed with possibly 2 months left in life, do you ask the one who sent Jesus to cure you or Jesus himself? And she said, the one who sent Jesus. I said, that's the one we worship. And that's the one you want to worship. And so, alhamdulillah, she accepted Islam.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And within about 2 hours, you know, she was hospitalized. She couldn't breathe. And soon thereafter, alhamdulillah, she passed away. And Sheikh Walid Basuni prayed janazah on her. So here's a woman who never prayed a day in her life. She didn't make one rak'ah in life. No fasting. No. So we realized that this work needed to be done. And we started,
mashallah.
I mean, we started distributing the CD all over. And we started seeing the same effect happen. People started becoming Muslim. And we started seeing, like, a janitor who was in a school, like some brother gave him that CD. And then that individual came and he said, how can he be part of this? And so we realized that audio and video didn't exist. And we became the main producers, let's say, of audio and video material in the Spanish language about Islam.
That's awesome.
So we made this, which is a nonprofit organization called Islam in Spanish. And alhamdulillah, we produced a CD. We produced the whole Quran in a 26 CD series in the Spanish language, not available before. Riyad al-Salihin, Fori Hadith al-Nawawi. Many of the classical works are now being put in the new media, which has mass distribution. So whenever we go to Latin America, Colombia, Mexico, our material online has reached some people that we come to find out that that's how they found out about Islam. And they became Muslim.
Did you tell me about somebody you met? Was it in Colombia you met him?
Yes.
The guy sitting across from you is like, yeah, I heard your CD, I watched your video, and that's why I became Muslim.
Mashallah.
And you didn't even know.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.